Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Harlan Stone, the CEO with HMTX. Harlan, how you doing?
I'm very well today, Kemp. Hope you're well and had a good holiday.
I did, and it's good to talk to you. We're a little bit late to get on this topic because in early November, the federal government told us that they were going to write this exclusion on the Section 301 tariffs that are centered around LVT. That's the topic I want to talk about. Tell us kind of what we learned.
Well, on November 7th, the United States Trade Representative Office, the USTR, did grant they granted three of the 33 applications for an exclusion on the punitive tariffs affecting LVT. So many, many different companies applied. As soon as one company or one application or one set of applications is approved, it relieves the entire category. Now, in this case, the category included locking LVT, not dryback or peel-and-stick vinyl flooring, and certainly did not include sheet vinyl or other related vinyl flooring products. Mm-hmm.
So we did write a story about it, and there's actually three different sets of write-ups about what's excluded. But you were telling me when we talked earlier that it doesn't matter, just as long as one of them matches your product, then it's excluded, right?
That's right. So they exclude a wide variety of things against a wide variety of applications. You only need to meet one of the prospective categorizations of your product. So they harmonized tariff code that covers LVT covers a lot of other things. It actually covers all vinyl flooring. Mm-hmm. So then they have to go to the description portion because the code itself is too broad, and therefore if you are covered by any of the descriptions, your product is available for the exclusion, and there is a fairly broad version which says any LVT that snaps or clicks together.
Okay.
And that's the one that everybody's using.
All right. That's, I'm glad you pointed that out because there's one of the descriptions that talks about a minimum thickness, and it doesn't matter because the other one says that if it clicks together. So any LVT that clicks together is excluded. Is excluded effective when they made this announcement. So anything coming in now doesn't have the tariff on it. This goes until, August the 9th? Is that right, of next year?
Yes. This level of exclusions did not provide a one-year extension. It provided an extension to a specific date. Mm-hmm. There is some question as to whether or not it should be a full year from the date or it's just the arbitrary date of August 9th. That will be discussed between the Congress and the Trade Office, and perhaps it will be further extended or perhaps it will evaporate on the 9th of August as it is written in their announcement in the Congressional Record.
Now, the purpose for this exclusion is because they determined there wasn't enough capacity in the world to supply demand, right?
They determined that there wasn't enough capacity in the world outside of China to meet the demand. So really the theory behind this exclusion, as we understand it, is what benefits the American consumer. If the American consumer is inordinately burdened because there's no choices and therefore they have to pay higher prices, then the government will roll it back. And it's really to look at economic impact that's suffered in the United States. You know, the goal of these tariffs is to pressure China to have more trade, more fair trade policies, mm-hmm. but they don't want to punish American people to do that. And in this case, they determined that there wasn't sufficient capacity outside of China, either in the United States or other countries, so that was, we believe, the basis of their conclusion. They don't really tell you what the basis is, but that was really what everybody put forward, and we believe that would be the basis. And it is indeed accurate.
Well, explain this then. I'm just curious. They've given us basically a year, not quite a year. You know, August the 9th, that's the date you told us. What do they think is going to be different a year from now?
Well, who knows? They'll review it. It depends upon how the trade discussions and the trade negotiations go. It depends on whether or not more capacity grows up around the world to supplant the demand. It depends. Maybe the demand goes away. Mm-hmm. I would say that's the least likely of the scenarios, particularly now with lower prices. We expect that demand will increase, unit demand will increase with the price coming down in the marketplace, which should happen pretty quickly.
Your big HMTX company sells both branded products through distribution, and you also sell to home centers. So how have you reacted with this news?
So we announced to our customer base that our prices were rolling back as quickly as we could. In the case of direct imports, they rolled back that day. Mm-hmm. And in the case of out of our inventory, they started rolling back later this month, actually the day before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So by now, December 1st, yes, everything is normalized back to the pre-tariff number, which was back all the way back September 2018. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is almost 14, 15 months reverse of the various levels of increase that we've had to pass on.
Well, Harlan, I'm a little bit out of sequence here because it's the day after Thanksgiving, but I usually ask how's business doing. So how is business doing?
Business is good, and we expect it to be a lot better with this change. So we were feeling some impact from the tariffs in various channels, and we hate to see our business increasing because of inflation, and these tariffs were a tax on the American consumer, creating an inflationary environment. So if your business is growing because your product is being priced higher, but your units aren't growing, that's not a good economic condition. We expect it to reverse very quickly, and we have a lot of optimism in the field that the demand will grow, unit demand will grow significantly in the 2020 year. It's a very optimistic view of 2020. 2019 was a good year, but we think 2020 is going to be a really fantastic year for LVT.
Let me ask you real quickly, last question, but I'm just curious. I've done a lot of traveling in the last month and talked to a lot of different people in different parts of the channel, and everybody's saying 19 was a little softer than they thought it was going to be. What do you think affected 19 to make it a little softer in flooring sales?
Personally, I believe uncertainty was the greatest detriment to economic activity, both in construction, renovation, and basically business investment. People were cautious as they were unsure of what was happening. In our industry, flooring, LVT is a gigantic force of growth, and now that it is no longer uncertain, at least until August of 2020, we hope a lot longer, that there's an opportunity for people to be more optimistic about spending their money, the price is right, and we hope maybe with the economy continuing to grow, I think people were worried that it was going to slow into a recession. Right now, it looks like we're in positive numbers through the first quarter, and with a reduced trade tension, we expect 2020 to be a much better year. 2019 was surprisingly, to everybody, including most of my customers, softer than they anticipated.
Right. Okay, Harlan. Thanks so much, and thanks for the update on this exclusion on the Section 301 tariffs as it relates to Click LVT. Again, been talking to Harlan Stone, the CEO of HMTX, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.